there is a word from the Lord this morning, and every time I hear this passage of text, especially during this time of season, this is our Transfiguration Sunday. This is when Jesus, along with his three cohorts, Peter, James, and John, they go up on the mountain, and while up there, Jesus is transformed before them, transfigured before them. And if you don't mind, there's just a couple of verses that I would like to lift up out of this, out of our reading this morning. From the New Revised Standard Version, it says, "Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. And his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning." You got it? While he was praying, his face changed and his clothes became as bright as lightning. Now, what comes up next? Is that while all of this was taking place, a cloud came over them and they heard a voice that said, "This is my son, chosen. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone and they kept silent. And in those days they told no one any of the things they had seen. What we find here in this passage of text, we find that Peter, James, and John also had a transformative moment while they were up on the mountain with Jesus. Not only was Jesus changed, but they were changed as well. For it says, "Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep. But as they awoke, they saw the glory and the two men who stood with them." So I asked this morning, as I titled this, "I Know I Have Been Changed." Anybody know that you've been changed? Do you know that in that moment when you gave your life over to Christ, that a change took place? Do you walk in your change, or are you constantly changing? Has anyone been able to see the change in you? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again I stand before you, an empty pitcher before you, a full fountain. Once again, Father, asking you to fill me, asking you to hide me that only you are seen, asking you to touch this voice, these lips, use them so that only you are heard. Father, help us to understand and see the change in each of us, to know that we have been changed by you. So Father, allow this message to find its way out to those whom you've given an ear to hear, to find its way out to those whom you've given a heart to receive, and to find its way out to those whom you've given a will to do. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is a wonderful text for this time of year. To be transformed, to be transfigured upon a mountain. And the witnesses that saw it had to have been changed too. It's not as if they hadn't spent all this time walking with Jesus, experiencing the miracles that he's done, to watch him feed 5,000, to heal those who were blind, lame, crippled, to cast out demons. But on this auspicious occasion, they walked up on a mountain to pray. Now, I don't know about you, sometimes when we pray, I get kind of sleepy too, don't you? You just lay your head down, and just it just overcomes you. And we can't say that they were drinking. I hard to find that they were drinking like when they came to get Jesus. You know, they had been drunk with wine. They had had a full night, a good meal, and when it was time for them to capture Jesus, they were all sleeping. But on this particular occasion, it says that they were tired. They fell asleep, and when they awoke, Jesus had been transformed in front of them. His face had shined bright. His clothes were as lightning. Can you imagine what that would have been? To wake up all of a sudden and you see his face brightly shining and his clothes are radiantly vibrant. It's not the same man that you went up the hill with. He's new, and while you're witnessing this, you see Moses and Elijah appear before him. Now for them, this would have had to have been an experience. Because see, we understand that Elijah was taken up. That Moses never saw or never crossed into the promised land. So to see those two great apostles, those two great prophets with Jesus had to have been life-changing. The Bible tells us that they were afraid. Peter always speaks out. I think he has a drinking problem. Because whatever comes up, comes out. He's never held back. But he spoke and said, "Master, it's good that we're here. We need to make three shelters, three altars for you, for Moses, for Elijah." He is in a changed moment to see two prophets and his rabbi, his Messiah, having conversation on a mountaintop. This experience with Jesus, you would have thought, would have kept them trusting who he was, especially Peter. But we know how that turns out. You would have thought that this would have put them on the right track, James and John. But if we read this morning's reading, you understand that those two wanted to be sitting on the right hand and the left hand of Christ. Maybe y'all haven't read this morning's reading. But they wanted to be on the right and left hand of Jesus when it was time to go into the kingdom. I think they had a transformative moment, but the transformative moment that they had was not what you and I experienced when we gave our lives to Christ. When we gave our lives to Christ, if we were to listen to John Wesley at that time, his heart grew strangely warm. He understood what this thing Methodist meant, that he had established, that he no longer saw that slavery should take place, but he was strangely warm that he had a relationship with Jesus. If you ever get an opportunity, read Wesley's story and all that he went through. My brothers and sisters, when you had your relationship with Christ, when you gave your life over, what type of change took place in you? Did you begin to walk a new walk? Did you begin to talk a new talk? Did you change who you associated with? How many of us, through our change, did a 180? I don't want to say a 360, because all that does is put us right back where we started from. How many of you all made a 180 that you stopped doing the things that you used to do? Anybody still do some of those things, but you do it sneakily? innocent word I'll give out just to be giving it out. You know, we claim to be changed when we're in the church house. We claim to be changed in other places of influence, but when we're at home, we still do the things that we used to do because nobody sees us. Am I right? Nobody knows what we do when we're behind closed doors, but that's not the truth, because the Bible tells us what we do in secret, the Father sees. So I'm questioning, how many of you know you've been changed when you gave your life over, when you had that experience, that moment with Christ? I know most of us, our clothes didn't change when we gave our life. But I'm praying that our countenance changed when we gave our life over. See, when his face shined brightly, when his face changed, when it became radiant, when we gave our life over, that little light within us should have been shining brightly. It starts from the inside out. So when you gave your life over, you should be able to have a different walk. There should be a pep in your step when you're telling your story. There should be some life in you when you're giving life to others as they're going through something. There should be a change that everybody that comes in your path can recognize. There should be a change that your friends, your old friends, should be able to say, they've been changed. There should be a change in you that when folks see you, they want to get to know the God you serve. Can I say this? When Peter, James, and John saw the change in Christ, Peter said, we need to build an altar for you three. Do you know you've been changed? Can you attest to the change that have taken place in you? I still think about what Jim had preached about when we ask, why are we here? Why are we doing what we do? We do it because we've been changed. We've had that experience with Christ that is life-changing. Some of us, we've had to be knocked on the head a couple of times. Some of us, we've had to come close to death a couple of times. Some of us have had to have some things removed from us in order for God to get our attention. But I need you all to understand, once he got your attention, once he's coming to your life, there is no going back. There should be no turning around from him. I'm just wondering, anybody know that you have been changed? I've had some life-changing experiences that made me feel like I was Superman. Anybody had that Superman, Superwoman complex? God spares your life. Not once. Not twice. But multiple times. And you feel like it's the super person in you. It's the God in you trying to let you know that you got a job to do. I know I've been changed, my brothers and sisters, because I don't do the things that I used to. Yeah, I might still cuss like a sailor every now and then. I might have a drink or two on the weekends. It's okay to say that. It's okay to be human. It's okay. Because see, there's no big eyes or little U's. We all do some things. We do things in moderation. it's okay because God said so. We don't lose ourselves when we have a sip. We don't lose ourselves. Let me preface it and say it the right way. I don't cuss as bad as I used to. How about that? I know I've been changed because I'm not who I was before. When you have an experience, when you have a moment with Christ, with Jesus, you're no longer who you were. I know I have been changed. Teacher, I beg you. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong text. That's what happens when you grab two different Bibles. The text says, as the two men were about to leave, James, Peter, said to him, Master, it is good that we are here. Peter was still speaking when the cloud overshadowed them. As they entered the cloud, they were overcome with awe. Then a voice from the cloud said, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. When you've had your experience with Christ, when you gave your life over to Christ, when you became changed, that little voice should tell you, This is my son, my chosen one, that you need to listen to him. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but every day I try to make sure that I read my Bible. And I'm thankful that for Christmas that we gave out the Bible text that we read on a daily basis. So not only am I reading that on a daily basis, but I'm getting my morning meditation in. And it comes back to me. This is my chosen one. Listen to him. So even when I want to do the things that I want to do, even at times when there's some things that I want to say, instead of doing the WDJD, I do the WW. I'm sorry, I do the It's not the WWJD that I follow, it's the WDJD that I follow. It's not what would Jesus do, it's what did Jesus do. I do what he did. When things get rough and times get troubling, I look back to see what Jesus did. And I follow him. I know I've been changed. Because it's not me in control anymore. But it's the Christ, the God in me. You know when you've been changed. When you can lower yourself. When you can let go. And you can let God. You know you've been changed. When others see you. For who you are. A child of God. How many of you all know that you've been changed? It's the word of God for the people of God this morning. Amen.